And
we're on.
Okay, we're continuing the five rules of Shvanah and Shvanach. We mentioned that we've already mentioned four of the rules. The one we left out was Gimel, which stands for Gedoyla, which means a long vowel. As you see on the sheet, we have, and we talked about already on Monday, there are ten vowels, five groups of two, and the five longer vowels are called Tnua Gedoyla, meaning you're supposed to technically be pronouncing them a little bit longer, as opposed to the other one, like a Kamatz is officially longer pronounced than the Patach, as you see on the list. So now, the rule of three, rule Gimel, is after a Gedoyla, which means after a Tnua Gedoyla, the Shva will be a Shvana. So, for example, in Krishma, we have in the first parsha, the way Bechol, Levavecha. Now that you, as you see, there's two types of kamatzes, so you don't know which is what you're going to have to trust me for now. We'll get to it eventually, I hope. It's a shame today, but the word levavcha is what we call a kamatz gadol. Therefore, the shva on the vase, it's not read as most people say levavcha, which would make it a shvanach. Rather, it's read levavcha, because that's a tenua gadol, which, so to speak, is long enough to stand on its own, and therefore that is the end of the syllable. That becomes the end of the syllable, and the next shva then, like we said, continues to the next letter. Because as we discussed several times, the concept of a shvanach and shvanach is not just the concept that one is heard and one is not heard. The concept of a shvanach and shvanach is a shvanach begins a syllable, a shvanach closes and comes after a syllable. It's the end of the syllable. So every time you have a tenua gedoyla, which is long, it then is read leva vecha, and you read the shva connected to the next letter, and it has a bit of a sound. So you leva vecha. Same thing with the siroi shecha. As you see, the cholam is on the list as a tenua gedoyla, and therefore it's not read the siroi shecha as we all read it, rather the siroi shecha, because the cholam on the reish and the shin then is connected to the next letter, and we have the same as vena. Senu. Now, in Birchas Kriyashma, we have Malchuscha, so there we will always tend to read it Malchuscha and Roit Fehem. That's normally the common way of reading it. However, as we see, a U sound with a Vav. As you look on the paper, the U with a Vav is a Tnua Gedoyla. The three dots at the bottom and the angle in a slant, that is a Tnua Ktana. That's some people call it a Kubutz, whatever, doesn't matter the names right now. The point is the U sound with a Vav, right? That's what's written in the Svarim. The U with a Vav. Anyway, well, the U with a Vav is what most people call a Shuruk is a Tnua Gedoyla, and therefore it's not read Malchus Cha, but rather Malchu Secha. And the U is long enough to stand on its own, so to speak, and the Shva then is connected to the next letter, and it's read Malchu Secha. And so too, the word Roy Fehem is not Roy Fehem as we normally read, rather Roy Defehem. Because the what?
The A.
The? Well, yeah, but there's no shva there. That's a segol. Yeah. That's a tzeri, but after it's a segol, so it's not relevant. But here we have a cholam with, after the, following it is a shva, and therefore, even though normally we tend to read roi defehem, the real way would be roi defehem, and the shva, the dalet with the shva, connects to the next letter called a tenua gedoyla. Any questions on that?
It's a makiv.
No, none of these are makiv. None of the things we learned today are makiv. There are examples I mentioned once upon a time that are makiv. These examples, none of the examples today are makiv. In Kriya Shema there are none that are makiv. But the rule, everybody chaps? Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. So no, you can just forget everything I just said. It doesn't matter. Everybody got there? Any questions on the rule we just said? Okay, so that's the rule of tenua gedoyla gimel. So we've got, just very quickly, aleph stands for, anybody remember?
First letter
of the word was shva, and the first letter of the word will be a shvana. Beis stands for the second of two shvas, right? Two consistent shvas. Tish me'u, the second of the two. Tish me'u. Gimel is tenua gedoyla after a tenua gedoyla. Dalet is dagesh mitzav vecha. And she bechu geulim, and the fifth one is hadoy mois, which means we have two similar letters like the word yorechecha hinini. The first one, if the first is a shva, in order not to swallow it up, will be a shvana. Thank you for listening.